All right. Hope everyone had a good, good holiday weekend with your families. So we're back. We did. We're back at it. Finishing up the Miami game, then moving on to Buffalo. But I said after the game, there's some ups and downs in the game, but you know, give the players credit for adjustments. Hopefully, we can work on little things and get better, and need to do some of the things that we've been doing well that have helped us win 12 games this year. Buffalo, of course, had a big win over Denver, turned the ball over, played well on offense, defense. So, you know, we know what they're capable of.
Mike Reese of ESPN Boston. I'm just curious, a day like yesterday, do you get to enjoy that at all, or is it just pedal to the metal and you're working all day?
No, we kind of treated yesterday as an extra day. Yeah, we all took some time off.
Probably not too many. You recall too many in your coaching career that you were able to get the holiday right on the holiday like that?
Well, you always do the best you can on that. Some years it's a little cleaner than others. Thanksgiving this year was, you know, after the Monday night game and then on the road in Philadelphia, you know, it all evens out, I guess, over time. I just wanted to work out like it did yesterday. That was great.
So in terms of what took place along the offensive line in that game, a lot of moves they had to make because of injuries. How much do you look at Dante Scarnecchia and what he's able to accomplish as being able to be a key for the team to pull through in situations like that?
Well, Dante does a great job for us that he has since I've been here. You know, we got that quite a ways back to the 96 season here. And Dante's, as I've said many times before, is really just an outstanding coach at every level, whether it's working with experienced players or developing young players or game planning against sophisticated schemes or teaching the most basic techniques to the rookies or undrafted players, things like that. So, you know, he really is very thorough, well-prepared, smart, communicates well with his players, does quickly, and I've seen that many times before, but he just, you know, have a lot of confidence in him. Done a great job all the years I've been here. Fortunate to have him as a part of the staff.
Somewhat along those lines, what indication do you have right now in terms of Logan Mankins and his availability?
I don't really know much more than I knew about Saturday. Yesterday was Christmas, so.
Really started to come over in terms of protecting the ball. Did you have to say something, or did the players kind of take it amongst themselves to get going in those areas?
We talk about it every day. Talk about it from the training camp. Talk about it every day, every week, every game. It's a top priority for us to protect the football whenever we handle it.
Bill, on Alex Silvestro, what are your thoughts on him in terms of why, you know, what you like about him? Promoting him to the roster on Friday?
Well, just the way we were going into the game, he gave us a little versatility and depth in different positions on the defensive line and also on the kicking game. So in the end, he was active because of his depth and quality of the play as well.